All right. Hello and welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And I am your loyal host and producer who is talking us through a discussion on aging. And we're posing the question, is aging a disease that can be treated? One of the things we were looking at when we left off with this discussion is this pill that some scientists are saying may be able to treat a number of age-related diseases. One pill, one drug that can possibly treat cancer and cardiovascular disease and dementia and type 2 diabetes. I was going to conclude this discussion next week, but you all talked me into going ahead and concluding it now. I dig where you're coming from. This is so interesting. I agree. We needed to go ahead and hear the conclusion of this matter today. So here we go. Are you thinking to yourself, okay, now this sounds like a wonder drug or a magic pill? What are your thoughts? I mean, think about how different these age-related illnesses are. Cancer, cardiovascular disease, dementia, and type 2 diabetes. These are all very, very different age-related diseases. But they're saying, their proposal to the FDA is that they approve a drug not only for one or two indications, in other words, not for one or two medical conditions that can indeed be treated, but they're saying, look, this is what we'd like for you to do. We want you to give your blessing to a clinical trial. Let us test a pill, a drug, one drug that would effectively prevent all of the major age-related illnesses at once. We want you to allow us to put into clinical trial a drug that would knock down cancer and cardiovascular disease and dementia and type 2 diabetes. So they worked for weeks honing their arguments and their strategies for trying to convince the FDA. This according to Stephen Austad, who's science director and chair of the biology department at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. When they actually got into the meeting, within the first 15 minutes, the panel from the FDA said, okay, that sounds good. Now let's talk about the design of your study. The group who was talking with the FDA were knocked off their feet. They could not believe that the FDA had accepted their logic that easily and that quickly and moved on to say, okay, tell us about the design of your study. How are you going to have the study set up? Dr. Austad and his colleagues carefully avoided any mention of the words anti-aging, which they believe carry a whiff of hyperbole. That sounds like it's just too much. Instead, they focused on making a sound scientific case for approving a multi-morbidity drug, a drug that would deal with several diseases or disease conditions, a multi-morbidity drug that extends the so-called health span by delaying the onset of the most common age-related illnesses. Now, note that in various ways, they've said this more than once, the most common age-related illnesses, or in one case, they said the major age-related illnesses. And so they've kind of modified that. It would not be all age-related illnesses, but the most common ones. And again, they specified those four: cancer, cardiovascular disease, dementia, and type 2 diabetes. The drug that they're considering is metformin. That's a generic medication already approved by the FDA for type 2 diabetes. It's been taken by thousands of patients worldwide for decades. And some people say that, you know, some experts say that, you know, about the only side effect you'd have to be concerned about is some stomach discomfort, some diarrhea, something like that. But for the most part, they say it really carries no side effects. Now, check out what they say happens. And this is one of the things that they found out when they tested this drug further to find out all the results they get in the patients who used it. They say that when the researchers study people who take the metformin, they report startling lower incidence rates of cognitive impairment, think about dementia, cancer, and cardiovascular disease, and they live longer. They say that the people who take the metformin report startling lower incidence rates of cognitive impairment, startlingly lower incidence rates of cancer, and startlingly lower incidence rates of cardiovascular disease. And remember what has already been approved for, treatment of type 2 diabetes. So it starts out doing a great job of dealing with type 2 diabetes. Then they find out that this medicine, metformin, also deals well with cognitive impairment, cancer, and cardiovascular disease, and the people live longer by accident. And that's why they were saying these were startlingly lower incidence rates. They weren't expecting the metformin to accomplish all of that. They expected the metformin to deal with, to treat effectively type 2 diabetes. They were not expecting it to treat these other age-related diseases. So it seems like they're saying that this metformin is a drug that affects most of the processes that they think are critical in determining how well or how poorly someone ages. Not that they age, but how well or how poorly they age. So, in this, you know, they looked at this, how does metformin had that impact? It included improved mitochondrial function, inhibition of free radicals, protection of DNA. Remember, DNA damage is one of the issues related to aging that was causing a problem, and stimulation of something called the mTOR pathway. So metformin, not only treating type 2 diabetes, but it also benefits an improved mitochondrial function, inhibition of free radicals. And remember, free radicals can cause all kinds of problems in the body, including cancer, protection of DNA, and stimulation of the mTOR pathway. The metformin study proposed to the FDA, called Targeting Aging with Metformin, or TAME for short, Targeting Aging with Metformin. TAME would track 3,000, and this is, they were asked to share with the FDA their study design. They would track 3,000, and this is the design. They want to track 3,000 elderly participants over 6 years and collect detailed health data across a range of illnesses and conditions that are associated with aging. The trial would cost approximately $66 million. And so the group is waiting now to hear back about an NIH grant, National Institutes of Health grant, and they have a benefactor waiting in the wings with $35 million to cover any shortfalls. So it's going to cost approximately $66 million. The group has applied to the NIH for a grant. And whatever the grant does not provide, a benefactor is going to provide at least up to $35 million to try to cover any possible shortfalls, whatever they don't have that they still need. And Dr. Austin says that they think it's probably the most exciting thing to happen in aging research yet. And he thinks that's going to be true no matter how the trial results turn out. But if they turn out to be positive, then that's going to be a game changer in health business. He envisions a day when older people take metformin preventively, like a multivitamin. And you can see why he would be optimistic about that. Remember now, this is one pill that deals with cancer, dementia, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, has little to no side effects. Little to no side effects. And again, we're talking about after decades of usage by thousands of patients from around the world. So they've gotten a pretty good sample size to help them determine just what this medication will or will not do on the bad and the good side. It has the potential of giving the average person another 5 to 10 years of healthy life, is what he's saying. Whether it will make them live longer remains to be seen. But definitely, while they are alive, healthy life. And he says that even if it doesn't give them a longer life, it'll be a great advance if it were simply to shorten the period of ill health before the end of life. An extra 5 to 10 years of healthy life for the average person? I think I'd have to agree with him on this. That's huge. Dr. Sinclair at Harvard Medical School also serves on the board of AFAR, this group that made this proposal about the metformin, and is hopeful that the TAME trial will open a door for the FDA to fully recognizing aging as a disease. In my mind, that isn't so important. To call aging a disease, which in my unprofessional, non-expert opinion is not really a disease. I do consider it a natural process that will not be reversed. But some of the age-related illnesses, diseases, can be dealt with. I think that those are medical conditions. I don't consider aging a medical condition. But nevertheless, that's one biggest thing that the administration could do for medicine. Allow biotechnology companies to work toward an aging drug as a goal, according to Dr. Sinclair. Right now, it's not considered a realistic business model because, well, it's not considered a disease. I don't know. I can't help but wonder if that whole thing is about bragging rights more than anything else. Number one, again, I don't view aging as a medical condition. I just don't see that. And since I don't see it as being a true medical condition in and of itself, I don't see why it's so important to have it called, have it considered to be a medical condition. You know, when it comes to things like, for instance, drug addiction, for a long time, there were people who were saying drug addiction is not a medical condition because it comes on as a result of behavior, what people do. People ingest drugs and as a result become addicts. But then they began to take a look at some of the results, some of the biological impacts of the use of drugs, the ingestion of drugs. And they saw the chemical reaction on the brain, other parts of the body. And they began to realize that there were a lot of, you know, the addiction process, some of the destructive processes of the drugs themselves, the chemicals that were introduced into the body as a result of the drug use. And so they began to realize, wow, you know what? We are indeed seeing some of the same complications in drug use that we see in other diseases like cancer, etc. They knew that cancer was indeed a disease. Something had been introduced into the body that caused the cancer, that produced the cancer. Something in the body that was there. And not as a result of aging, but it was there that causes sickle cell anemia. with all the problems that come along with sickle cell anemia. They recognize sickle cell anemia is a medical condition. This whole issue of type 2 diabetes, what's happening with the body? And of course, we know now that type 2 diabetes, although in this discussion, we talked about its relation to aging, but we know now that there are people who are nowhere near their senior years who have type 2 diabetes. And so while type 2 diabetes is indeed associated with age, it is also associated with, it is also not associated with age. But type 2 diabetes is indeed a medical condition. You have problems with multiple sclerosis, and they find this substance on the stem of the spinal cord, and these issues that cause degenerative problems for the body has nothing to do with age. And they understand that multiple sclerosis is indeed a medical condition. Age is something that comes, is a process that the body is going to go through no matter what. We're going to get older. And truth be told, we're getting older even from inside the womb. There's no need, I don't think, to start calling aging, the aging process, a medical condition because we've gone past a certain number of years. Either aging is a medical condition or is not. And in my mind, if aging is not a medical condition when we transition from age 16 eventually to age 20, then aging is not a medical condition when we transition from age 32 eventually to age 62. It is still just a part of the natural process of the life cycle. Aging, just a natural process of the life cycle. So I don't see aging as a medical condition, so I don't think that there's any need for aging to be considered a medical condition or a disease. But this whole issue of having something like metformin that apparently can be safely and effectively taken to deal with age-related diseases, some of them anyway, I think is huge. Let's see what happens in the near future, the distant future with that one. I'll be back in just a few.